We're talking today with Amaya Atucha, Extension Fruit Crop Specialist, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Department of Horticulture, Division of Extension in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, and I'm Adam Wigger. Amaya, how has the summer been treating fruit crops?
Well, this summer we are definitely seeing the results of the extreme cold winter that we had. And so the beginning of the summer or the beginning of the spring was a little bit rocky with the reality of a lot of damage to fruit crops, a lot of damage to trees, to vines. So that has been a little bit hard. I think a lot of homeowners and growers are trying to work into recovering some of those trees so they can be back into production. And so that has been definitely something that has set back a little bit the production this year.
What has the really wet spring that we've had meant for our fruit crops as well?
In addition to the really cold winter, we have a very wet spring. That definitely impacts in the pressure for diseases. So with a very wet spring, you tend to see more diseases, more proliferation of diseases. And so growers have to be much more attent and scouting for them and being on top of controlling them, which is, not always the case every year, especially if we have dry years. There's less diseases.
What kind of crops are in season right now, or what do people grow around here in Wisconsin?
So during this time, so it's almost the end of July, we have a lot of harvest of strawberries. We're beginning the raspberries. Grapes, we are still, I would say, a good month away from harvesting our first grapes, and apples as well. So those are more into late summer, early fall.
Kind of going back to the possible effects of the winter and the spring, what are the effects that we're seeing on those crops specifically?
So overall, it's just less flowers. Flower buds that have to survive the winter are very sensitive to cold temperatures, so are the ones that are mostly damaged. And if you don't have flowers, you don't have fruits. So reducing the number of flowers is overall reducing yields. Now, in many of the fruit crops that we grow here in the state, especially talking about, apples and grapes, what happens is that on grapes, you can have a lot of damage to those buds, but there's sort of an insurance in the sense that grapes have secondary shoots that also carry flowers, and you can have a crop on them. So even when you have substantial damage, those secondary shoots will compensate for it, so you can still have a normal yield in your vineyard. In the case of apples, apple trees always put way more flowers than what you really need for a full crop. You actually only need 10% of those flowers. So even in the case that you have less blossoms, which has been the case this year, you can still get a full crop. So we'll still have good crops this year, even with all of the problems, the cold winter and the extremely wet spring.
Wisconsin sounds like a pretty resilient fruit crop state.
Most of the crops that we grow here, we grow them for a reason, because they can actually produce, and we just have excellent growers.
Fair enough. Props to Wisconsin farmers. The summer is kind of winding down now. It's the end of July. What should we be looking for or looking forward to as we're entering the fall?
During this time, I think that it's important to keep an eye on irrigation for fruit crops. It tends to be a little bit more dry during this time. So just making sure that we're still taking care of irrigating them, even when, you have that memory in mind of being so wet and you don't think that you need to water your trees and your vines. They need to be watered. And also making sure that there's no stresses that you're controlling. If you still see diseases and you see insects, to still control them, because all of that is going to influence how these plants are going to go into the winter. So if you have a plant that is stressed during this time, it's going to have less chances of surviving the winter. So you want to make sure that the plants are healthy so that they will be able to withstand the cold winters of Wisconsin.
And if I remember correctly, you're also a wine expert?
The grapes that we grow here are for wine, mostly. So,
did you teach a class on that recently?
Yes. We taught a class on wine appreciation last summer, and I think that's a class that will happen again summer of 2020. We're planning on having it. So it's a very interesting class in which we just give an overall overview of what is wine production, which also includes grape production, obviously, and how to appreciate it, what are the things that go into tasting a wine, and how giving an overview of different wines of the world. We bring guest speakers, so we have a couple of enologists from some of the wineries here in Wisconsin, and other faculty from UW-Madison that cover some areas of expertise that are related with wine production.
What kind of tips and tricks do you have for either amateur growers or professional people in the agriculture industry who are dealing with these kinds of cold problems with their crops?
I think important thing is to be able to read and find good information and good resources and be able to find reliable sources of information. So I always encourage the growers to look at our website. We also have, as the Fruit Team Extension, we have a newsletter that we put together during the summer and the growing season. It goes out every other week. We have a website where we post different articles related with what is happening now, what you should be looking at, what are some of the tips on how to deal with some things that happen during the growing season. Sometimes it's pest alerts or disease problems that we are seeing when we just go out and visit growers. That's really important for growers to be able to find reliable and good information. There's so much information in the world that we live, and finding good information off extension websites from universities, it's where you should go first.
Yeah, so what is your website?
Our website is fruit.wisc.edu.
Do you have any other information that you want to share for the season? Any tips and tricks? What you're growing, maybe?
What I'm growing, I actually just planted my first fruit trees in my house this year.
Really?
So I planted two apple trees and a plum tree.
Wow. Are you seeing any yield yet? Or are they too young?
No, they're too young. It's going to have to take maybe two other seasons to be able to get some fruit.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much. We've been visiting today with Amaya Atucha, Extension Fruit Crop Specialist, Department of Horticulture, UW-Madison, Division of Extension in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, and I'm Adam Wigger.